The U.S. is lagging behind much of the world with respect to ag productivity. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Global Agricultural Productivity Initiative at Virginia Tech is headed by Jessica Agnew, and she says U.S. ag production improvements are not as good as much of the rest of the world.
As we are evolving and innovating in our distribution systems, our production systems need to at least be keeping pace, if not exceeding, if we want to continue to address food security. What we've seen in the last decade, though, is a cooling of this total factor productivity.
That total factor productivity, Agnew mentions, includes four ag tech domains. As she puts it, extensification, which is converting wildlands to ag land, input intensification, efficiency optimization, and systems integration.
There are four ways that we envision that you can reinvigorate TFP growth. So first is making sure that farmers can adopt the existing proven tools. You can also push the domain frontiers outwards through research and development. You can transition to the next domain. So if a region like Africa, helping them to move from input intensification more through to efficiency optimization or integration, or even just leapfrog across domains in emerging economies overall.
More on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.